Blog Talk Radio.
We are rocking along, singing a song, doing a little bit here. We have our awesome and amazing musical Pamela Cummins with us today. She specializes in love and relationships as well as business, finance, and angel messages. So welcome, Pamela.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I always, you know, I always blush when you're like, you say the amazing, and it's a good thing no one can see me because my face is so red. I just want to say... That song, I can't figure out if it's rock or it's country. It sounds like it's a little bit of both.
It's country rock, yeah. You know, remember Donnie and Marie Osmond? You know, I'm a little bit country, I'm a little bit rock and roll. It's like,
yes.
Oh, yeah. It is amazing.
I used to have a crush on him. My father likes to tease me. I can't believe I'm going to say this on the radio. When I was a little girl, I used to have Donnie Osmond pillowcases. Oh, yeah. I used to sleep on Donnie Osmond's face.
Awesome, Blossom. Oh, my goodness. One thing Jethro did give me a little heads up before, it's like we want to make sure we do some acknowledgement today and make sure that people know we are sending out prayers to, you know, that happening yesterday with that Boston Marathon. Did you catch that on the news or anywhere yesterday with that bombing?
I did. I watched bits and pieces. Quite honestly, I just couldn't like really immerse myself into it because it's just too sad. And
it is.
And you know, what came to mind to me was this thing that I think it was the movie Out on a Limb with Shirley MacLaine when like all these people died in a bus crash, and she was very upset. And he's like, you know, they're not dead. They've gone to another place. What I feel bad about is the people who, you know, lost limbs.
I watched about 10 minutes of that, and it's like, oh my God, Fried, that's horrid. I mean, and the Boston Marathon has gone on for like how many years, you know? I mean, a long time. And the only thing I could think of was, you know, my high school science teacher, this little lady, it's like, you know, 10 years ago, it's like her son was the principal of my kid's high school in Wyoming. And it's like, so we, you know, we lost that connection. We got it again. I was like, going, oh, my goodness. And it's like, and he was an amazing and cool principal because she, Bertha Ward, it's like she'd been, you know, really amazing and cool science teacher. And she was in her, like, you know, late 60s, early 70s. She was running the Boston Marathon, and she had been doing it for, like, about 10 years. And the only thing I could think of was, man, I wonder if she was running it because it's like she and he would, you know, run it together. I was like, I wonder if they were running it, and I sure as all heck hope that they were not, you know, anywhere near the explosions, but they were out there running it. It's like, dang.
Right, right. No, it's so, you know, maybe we should take just a moment of silence for anyone who was affected by that. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that would be absolutely good. So, guys, we're going to have just, you know, like you said, a moment of silence here and just, you know, send some prayers and positive feelings, wishes, you know, whatever to people who are hurt and in need and kind of shocked by this. Ready? Are we good?
We're good. I'm just hoping they're making some noises around my complex. They're, I'm emptying the dumpster, and I'm like, oh, you guys have perfect timing. So
Yeah.
In fact, I think I need to close my window and probably just sweat for a little while because it's like really loud today. Oh, they left. Okay. Oh thank goodness. Anyhow, I just want to let the listeners know that if you need to get a hold of me, it's Pamela, CUMMINS.com. And, you know, I am on Psychics Gone Wild every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Tonight I am on the Spiritual Learning Connection. I might as well just make the announcement. I am doing two more shows on the Spiritual Learning Connection, and then I'm going to have my own show, the Love Channel Show, but I'm still going to be on Psychics Gone Wild, and I will definitely do guest appearance on Spiritual Learning Connection. I'm just listening to my intuition that this is what I need to do. Tonight's show is kind of iffy. I'm waiting to hear back. I've sent out three messages to, he has like three different Facebooks, and I sent two messages on his Facebooks, and I sent him a personal email message, and this was yesterday, and I have not heard from him. So there's a possibility, I don't know what's going on, and I'm just trying to stay positive and, you know, whatever, whatever's meant to be. You know, it's funny, I'm hearing the song K-Sarah, Sarah. So we might have a show with Justin Chase Mullins on paranormals activities.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's an investigator. And quite honestly, if he doesn't show up, that's not my specialty. I don't know much about that. So I figured I'm just going to prepare two shows, and whatever happens, happens. You know, what can I do? You know, let go and let God. But I need to at least have some kind of preparation. I don't want to be on that. And if he doesn't show up, then I want to talk about food, because that's something that I think is really important. Our relationship to food, you know, choosing healthy food, GMOs, you know, the artificial sweeteners and things like that. You know, and of course people can call in too for either or. I'd like to try and keep it on the topic if possible, because I'm sure,
right.
You know, I gave a lot of readings on Sunday and any readings that I do today, so it'd be nice to do more teaching, but, you know.
Right.
So it's either paranormal or it's food.
Who knows? Maybe you could do paranormal food.
No. There you go. There you go. You know, if your food moves a little bit, was it you or was it a ghost, you know?
Exactly. Oh, goodness. All righty. Well, we got a couple callers here in queue, so we're going to get after this here a little bit. It's like, hopefully we're not going to run you to death today. It's like, yeah, it sounds like you're having a girlfriend. It's like, I sat there in queue, and it's like, I listened to you. It's like, I was going, well, because I called in. It's like, I had this random thought in the back of my mind, you know, maybe I could help. And it's like, I wanted to thank you very much, because, you know, sometimes the compliments you hear when people don't know you're listening are the coolest ones. And it's like, you know, you're like, wow, I didn't realize how much I did need back in running the studio. I was like, thank you, I love you. It's fun. Oh, golly. All righty. Well, first off here, we got a caller that has been waiting for 24 minutes, which is, I think, longer than I've been on here. So, area code 208208, you're on with us.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
This is Misty.
I'm sorry, what was it?
This is Misty.
Oh, hi, Misty. And how can I help you today?
I have been having a dream about a rattlesnake that's lived for like 30 years, and he's biting somebody.
Okay, who's lived for 30 years, and he's biting somebody.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any more detail, like how you feel in the dream?
Believe it or not, I feel actually calm. Normally when I have dreams about snakes, I'm like all freaked out.
Okay.
So I all was right. warning somebody close to me that there was a rattlesnake around here, and they didn't believe me, and yeah, he bit him like three times.
And that's in the dream, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Because that could, you know, a snake can mean so many different things, transformation, okay? And since you were calm, you weren't afraid. Okay, that's a good sign, all right? Now, that can, I'm getting two meanings, okay? That can be the person who ignored you, could be a part of you. It could be your inner male or your part of you that doesn't want to change, okay? And I hope I don't get crucified for this. But, you know, men can be stubborn. I know we can too, all right? And, you know, and a lot of times they don't want to change until it comes up and it bites them. Or it can be something that's going on in a friend's life that no matter what you do for them, they're going to get bitten.
Okay.
But again, I do feel like it's transformation. I don't feel like it's scary, you know. And my guides are saying a new chapter, okay? You know, and for some reason, you know, okay, they're saying... There's a song by Aretha Franklin, Chain, 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 Chain of Fools, but they're saying change, 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 change you fool. So it feels like some kind of change needs to be going on. That's a weird way of getting the message across. Okay?
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it does, again, you know, I'm sorry, I can't get if it's you or someone close to you, but you know your life better than me.
Right.
Okay? Yeah, and I'm also hearing, ooh, baby, I'm a dreamer. So I guess you dream a lot?
I do.
Good, good, good. Write them down.
I tend to listen to them, too.
Oh, yeah, they're there for a reason. They're there for a reason. You know, I mean, the other night I had a dream, and it was so funny because I do this thing, Monday affirmations, and I said, don't watch TV, violent TV shows and stuff before bed. And I did that. Type that up Sunday so it'd go out early Monday. And guess what I did Sunday night? I watched a kind of like, you know, cop violent movie. And honestly, it was really good. But I had nightmares all night long about like people, neighbors killing each other and stuff. And I was like, oh, I got it. You know, take your
take your advice.
Exactly. Take your own advice. You know, don't walk the talk. Just don't talk the talk, you know. So that's great. I'm really happy that you do listen to your dreams, you know. And my guides are saying you will have more of them, many more, okay. And dream journal. Do you know, I feel like it's more than a dream journal you should do. I almost want to say you should blog some of your dreams, you know. Some kind of, it feels like a book, a blog, a book, you know. And it's to share to people.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So think about that.
And do you also see me having a child in the near future?
My guides are saying that's up to you. Okay, that's what they're saying. Okay, and they said five, and I'm not sure. you know, if that's 5 years, 5 months, you know, in May, you know, that could be this May, next May. It could be so many things, okay, but in five.
Okay, that might be five kids because I have four already.
Okay, there you go. See, wow. So, you know, people are always like, well, what does that mean? And sometimes I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, I'm just the messenger.
I know, I have four boys.
Okay, so I hope that helps, Misty.
It does, thank you.
Okay, and you know, Kelly, you were going to say something?
Yes, call in. Call back in, yes, call back in and talk to us more. Totally.
Oh, I will. And also when I was talking, when I called in a while back about my son Calvin, he's going, you know, really bad behaviors and stuff like that, and I still haven't quite got the secret out to him yet, or he hasn't quite talked to me yet. He's doing a little better now that I'm working with him a little bit.
Right, that's just going to take time. That's just going to take time. I see you, like, trying to clean a window, and, you know, there's still streaks, and you have to clean it some more. It, you know, it's just going to take patience with that.
Yeah. And I'm trying to have patience with it.
Oh, God, we hate that word. I even hate that word, you know?
Right.
I remember what you said. It's like, I don't know if it was you or somebody else that said, you never ask for patience unless you want to be stuck in the longest lines, you know, having to wait and wait and wait. And I was like going, okay, I'll be cognizant of that.
That was me because I made the foolish mistake. Yeah, I made the foolish mistake of doing that one time. And I knew somebody else who did that. Don't ask for patience. Life gives you enough things to be patient about. You don't need to ask for any more. Ask for, you know, prosperity, you know, for your heart to open. You know, there's other better things to ask for.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Misty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, goodness. Come on, blog. Okay, there we go. All righty. Yeah, I was thinking of that and going, yep. You know, of course, it's God give me patience right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I will say, it's like, thank you to our callers here. It's like, I've been watching the board, and it's like, blog must be having one of their moments today. It's like, we've been having people pop in and out of the chat room. It's like, I think it's either dropping them, people are going to have them, you know, having them go F5. I don't know if it's something with their sound. I have no idea, but it's like, it's happened to a switchboard, too. It's like, yeah.
That
so, guys, if you get blogged and logged off, just, you know, blog and log back in. So, you know us, you know how it goes.
Yeah, that happened last Tuesday night to me. All of a sudden, luckily, they didn't cut off the caller I was talking to, but the whole chat room just was gone.
Oh my goodness. Maybe it was a lightning flash.
I don't know what it was, and I was like, okay, well, I know it's not me.
Alrighty. Okay, our next person here is area code 702702. You are on with us live today.
Hi, how exciting. Yay, thank you.
Oh, I like you already.
Yes.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Isabella, and
hi,
I have a question.
Sure.
I am newly single, and I have met someone that I feel a real connection to, kind of quirky, a really smart, good, funny personality, and I'm just wondering if this is going to be something casual or if there's a chance that this could be Mr. Good for Now.
Actually, what I heard is we've only just begun, okay? And I'm also getting the song lyric, Love Takes Time. All right, so
okay.
Give it time. I'm just seeing you holding a magnifying glass, one of those old-fashioned kind where you're putting it forward, really looking at it, putting it back. So what that means is to check it out at all different angles, but really weird. I'm seeing you country dance doing the do-si-do, and what that means...
You are scaring me right now. You are just really scared.
Oh, okay.
This weekend, we spent the weekend together, and it was nothing but music, and every single one of these songs was played that you sang.
Oh, that's so weird.
Oh, my gosh.
She's on today.
Yeah, but the do-si-do, that has two meanings for me, okay? Because, you know, before you were, like, really examining, you know, have fun. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And enjoy the dance, but, you know, don't get caught up in the dance.
Okay.
Okay. That feels really important, because I do feel a lot of good qualities, but quite honestly, you have the free will. Okay? You have the free will. And now as I'm seeing the do-si-do, I see you going to other partners, okay, and you're being swung around. So what that means to me is, you know, they're so funny. They're saying you can put, instead of an egg, they're saying you can put a jelly bean in other baskets. Okay?
Okay.
Meaning you don't have, yeah, I know, that's so weird, jelly bean. Maybe, you know, I don't know. But, you know, so that means to me, don't put your eggs all in one basket. Look, you know, it's okay to look around. You don't have to shop around, but, you know, you can kind of just check out the merchandise, even though they're showing me a clothing store. I love this, where you saw something you really loved, but you want to look around first before you grab it. Okay?
Right.
And that's how they're saying it, you know?
Okay.
You know, quite honestly, and I'm going to be blunt, I wish women would, you know, spend as much time, you know, picking and choosing their men as they do their clothes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Well, some women, you know. Yeah, they're just saying give it time. Give it time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's been a couple more offers of dates, and I'm going to take it up on that. But this one, he just felt special. There was a little kind of chemistry there that hasn't been with some of the others. So it was wonderful and nice, but thank you.
Yeah, now I understand, like, the egg and the jelly beans, because, you know, you are testing out the other jelly beans.
Right.
Okay.
All the flavors. Well, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
He was like, call back and let us know if that's the jelly beans in the basket. That'd be awesome.
I know. It was really weird because maybe it was just Easter, but you know the saying, don't put your eggs in all one basket. And I saw an egg.
Right.
And then I saw a jelly bean being like kind of plucked into another basket. It was really wild. Very wild.
That's cool. That's really cool. All righty. Our next person up here is a Skype caller. It looks like Gabby Anthropology. So, all right. It's like there must be a love there. Here we go.
Hi. Hello.
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 Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. And what is your first name, please?
Gabriella.
Gabriella. Okay. Okay. And how can I help you, Gabriella?
Well, I have met someone, and he has called me once, and I just would like to know if is it going to go anywhere?
Okay, first of all, I'm getting you are loved. When you said your name, I heard that, and okay? And I feel that means by spirit, you know, your angels, your guides, I don't know why they know. I do feel you will hear from this man. It is a man, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I heard correctly. Mm-hmm. That you will hear from him again, but quite honestly, I feel like he's very slow and he's a little tough, you know, like he... what's the word? I'm hearing the song "I'm the Wanderer." Okay, so to me that means it's going to be hard, especially at the beginning, for him to be consistent because you know he doesn't know if this is what he wants.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt.
yeah, that's you know, and I'm getting you can stay open to it, but I don't, you know, I don't see him rushing right in, you know.
Is there anything else? Because, you know, I've just had a conversation on the phone. Doesn't mean anything, but...
Right. No, I am getting that, you know, again, I do feel you will hear from him. You will see him again.
Oh,
but I just feel like it's, you know, I just feel it's like really slow. I guess the word I'm looking for is he's inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's inconsistent. I don't, quite honestly, I don't feel like he is the one, okay?
Well, if he's not the one, then...
And what I heard when I said that was summertime, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got. And I'm not saying, you know, he's there in your life for a reason, okay? Because a lot of people think, well, you know, well, I don't want to date him or her if they're not the one, you know. I want the one to come in. And what they don't understand is sometimes you need to learn a little something from somebody before the correct one will come in. And, you know, sometimes it's choices.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, you know, they might have someone really who's a better candidate, but you somebody decides, no, I'm going to stick with what I have right now, you know, and that is their choice.
Yes.
You know, and I guess what I'm saying is, you know, keep your options open big time.
Yes, yes. The conversation felt like he was, you know, didn't even have the time necessary to engage in really wanting to know someone if he had called me. And that's how it felt, that he was very ambivalent.
Right, right.
Yeah. And, like, it's not that I want the one, but... My own impression of, you know, having made choices in the past.
Right, right, right. I was just saying that in general, you know.
Yes, yes. No, no, no. And I understand, and I completely agree.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
Even following your intuition and knowing that things are not going to be the way that you want them to be is already interesting and powerful, right?
Right, right. And that's life, you know, because if everything went according to the way we thought it should be, we planned and we want it to be, we wouldn't learn anything.
Exactly.
I mean, it sounds nice in theory, but quite honestly, a lot of people, you know, they struggle and they try and get something and then they have and they're like, oh, I don't want this.
No. Well, I have been single for a very, very long time and I want to make the right decision. And
right.
This is the first time that anybody has ever phoned me in all this time. And, you know, I already felt, you know, I want to be able to express myself freely and not feel like, you know, and I didn't feel comfortable in the conversation. But
okay, then you're just getting validation to what your intuition already told you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But
great.
It's so beautiful to have heard what you said, that I am being loved.
Yeah. Well, I guess you were meant to hear that, so good.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was able to
do
that. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty. And we've got another one ready for you here. We've got some people, I think, in queue are listening. But what I will say is we have several in queue, and it's like, and I do this too, it's like I'll call in just to listen. So if you guys are just listening, that's awesome. If you want to talk to Pamela, you've got to make sure you push that one. So, you know, it raises a little question mark hand, you know, thing there. So it's like we know you want to talk to us. So all righty. There we go. Now we got some hands up. So people want to talk to you today. Okay, there we go. Area code 631. 631, you are on.
Yes, hi. My name is Sue, and I had a question about my career.
Sure, and what was the question?
Well, I was working for a bus company and then doing lunch monitor work, but I didn't have health benefits, but then I got a job as a teacher assistant. But by the time they take out for everything, I'm making peanuts, and I'm trying to go back to the bus company. Do you think they'll take me back?
What I got was another source. Okay, so it might not necessarily be this bus company, but it feels like something similar. Another source is what I'm getting.
Like,
okay?
What do you mean another source?
I don't know exactly what they mean by that, okay? So it might, the way I'm interpreting it, it's either, you know, you will get another job, okay? It just might not be the bus company. It might be something else, okay?
You mean, like just saying, keep the teacher assistant, I'm going to get something else, or I'm going to get something altogether different, or?
Again, they're saying another source, okay? So the way I'm interpreting it is that you will have a different job, okay?
Than the one I'm doing?
No, it feels like
maybe
a different one. A different one. I just can't guarantee you it is the bus job. And, you know, again, they're saying another source, so it might be another job. But it's not going to be where you are. You will be getting out of that. But where you are is only temporary. They're saying it's food for thought. For me, that just means, you know, it's temporary. But there's something else coming.
Do you know when? I'm not making enough money to live is what I'm trying to say.
Right. I'm sorry. They said soon, and then they gave me a timeout sign. So what that means to me is, and I know this is hard to do, is stop worrying about it and, you know, allow the universe to bring it in and take some time for you. Go for a walk, meditate, take a deep breath, go watch a funny movie, okay?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. And then it will flow in. But now they're playing
TV. I was thinking of calling a school I used to sub and ask if they need anybody full-time.
Okay. That might, you know, and again, I don't know. They're saying follow the yellow brick road, okay? And I get that song a lot, okay? And what that means to me is, you know, if you get like this feeling you need to do something, follow it. You know, if you feel like, oh, I need to stop in the store or I need to call this person or visit this place, you know, and it comes out of nowhere, stop and do it, okay? Because that is your intuition talking to you. And if you think about Dorothy on the yellow brick road, she had no plans. She just kind of followed where her intuition took her. Okay.
All right, so maybe I'll call that school now.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Wow. There's immediacy.
Right, and I just want to, you know, I just want to let people know that, you know, sometimes, a lot of times I get messages and I don't understand their exact meaning.
Yeah.
You know, like that one woman where I saw the do-si-do and the songs, and, you know, it meant more to her than what
right.
I thought it was. I'm the messenger. And, you know, sometimes they don't give us exactly how it's going to happen or the time, okay, because we need to figure it out on our own. That's our lesson.
Right. Yeah. To have the faith to keep stepping forward through the headlights from Maine to California at night.
Right. Because, you know what? If I knew everything, I wouldn't be here. I'd be, you know, sitting in my mansion, eating bonbons, having my foot reflexology session at the moment. Okay?
There you go.
That sounds pretty good, actually, you know?
I can get on with that. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
All righty, we got three more here waiting for you, so it's like we're going to get on with them here. Area code 209209, you are on with us.
Hi.
And
my name is Pamela.
Oh, you're Pamela too, yay.
And hi now, it's the age-old question, love, where's my love?
It's so funny. I'm hearing the song, Keep It Coming, Love, Keep It Coming, Don't Stop It Now, okay? And now I'm hearing the song Dance to the Music, okay? So what that means to me is enjoy life, enjoy what you're doing, okay? Are you teaching? I'm hearing teaching.
No, I work for a real estate company and I do some elderly care.
Okay, well, maybe you're teaching something, or maybe the person you're going to meet is teaching, okay? I do feel, you know, it's weird. I feel like you're going to meet him in some kind of educational source, you know? I don't know if you're thinking about taking a class or, you know, a workshop or an event, or I don't know. There's something about teaching. And, you know, teaching doesn't necessarily mean college, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure, you know. Quite honestly, and timing is never completely accurate in the spiritual world, but what I am seeing is I'm seeing the trees on the leaves turning, and they look more fall-like for me. Okay? Doesn't mean that you can't meet anyone, you know, in the meantime, but that could also mean that you are, like, in a total head-over-heels committed relationship, okay? But it definitely feels like the fall is the right time, you know, I'm sorry I'm hearing the song, it's the right time of night for making love, that song, something like that.
Okay.
So you're not alone. You're not alone. Someone is calling. And again, I'm hearing dance to the music. So what that means to me is go about, have fun, do the things you love to do. You know, I'm also getting take a chance. So, you know, if you want to do like the internet dating or going to whatever, you know, do some dating. But just enjoy it and not search for the one. And, you know, they're saying, oh, boom, there it is. It's going to come out of nowhere. Okay.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cool.
Yeah, that was kind of funny the way that message came through. I almost wanted to start laughing. I'm like, okay, well, that was interesting the way that came out. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I was single for so long, and, yeah, I've been in a relationship for over a year now, but I know how frustrating it is when you want love in your life and it's not there. You know, I understand and, you know, and I feel. But I can say that, you know, only fools rush in. My guides just said that. It is worth the wait for the right one.
Cool.
You know, it really is.
Yep. Okay, got a couple more here. We got it. Area code 910. 910, you are on with us.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Jay.
Hi, Jay. And how can I help you?
I'm incredibly frustrated and stagnant.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if you swim, but I'm hearing go for a swim.
Uh-huh.
Do you swim?
I'm a surfer.
You're a surfer?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, I think what they mean is just go out and have some fun and get rid of the frustration. Something with work. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you working now, or I'm sorry, I'm not getting what it is.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay. You know, all right, this is the image I'm getting, okay? First of all, you need to, like, kind of just go out, have some fun, let loose. That's why you need to go for a swim. The other image I'm getting is you sitting in a coffee shop, like, writing, okay? So you might want to write down, you know, an outline to how to get work or, you know, some ideas or, you know, I'm really not sure what that means, okay? And I'm just getting to come up with some new concepts. Does that make sense to you? Because I'm really not sure what I'm talking about.
No.
Okay, all right. Keep it in the back of your mind because sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, I'm just feeling within three there's going to be some kind of work for you. Okay, may I ask what you're looking for? What type of job?
Well, I'm not. Actually, I just got screwed out of my own business with a partnership and lost a lot of money. I mean, I don't even have $5 to my name, so going out and having fun is like not even an option.
Yeah, I know, but I am getting, if not, take a shower, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I just feel like you need water, okay? Now I understand why I got the image of you sitting in a coffee shop writing. You need to come up with some ideas. Okay, and again, I'm hearing within three. That could be 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. You know, things are going to come more together. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know? The other thing is they're saying just trust. I know that's hard when you're in this position. All right, they're saying J.K. Rowling. I don't know if you know who she is. She's the author who wrote Harry Potter. Okay.
Yeah.
And she was in dire straits. Okay. So that's why they're saying, you know, I just feel like sometimes I know that I shared an office with somebody one time, you know, like an office suite, and, you know, I got screwed, okay, and she feels like she got screwed, okay, it didn't work out, all right, and sometimes that happens for a reason to get us in the right direction, okay, so that's why it feels like you need to sit down, right, you know, if you feel like I can't spend the money to go to the beach, you know, then go and take a shower, maybe go for a walk, and then sit down.
I'd love
down.
To. I just don't know where that's going to come from.
Yeah, I'm just getting, it's going to happen, okay?
Yeah.
You know? As far as a shower, I don't know if you're home. Do you have a home right now?
Yes.
Okay. Then, all right. Well, it's because it's not that bad where you know, at least you have a shower. Okay, go take a shower.
Yeah.
Go for a walk. Sit down. You know, if it's nice outside. Are you in North Carolina by any chance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I know where I am right now in North Carolina. It is nice out. Sit down. Write. You know, they're saying let the universe speak through you. You know, God has a plan. I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but God does have a plan. Okay, and sometimes things like this happen to us for us to trust God and the angels.
Right on.
You know, now they're playing George Michael. You got to have faith. Okay.
You got to have friends.
No. You got to have faith. You got to have faith.
Faith.
That's about, you know, having sex with somebody, but this is obviously a different theme right here, you know.
Yeah.
But, wow. Yeah, but you got to have faith that everything's going to work out and everything happens for a reason. Okay, and my guides are being blunt, okay? I don't know if you believe in past lives or not, but maybe in a past life you did something to this person. Okay? So, you know. And if not, don't worry, in a future life, they'll get theirs. You know, they'll learn their lesson. All right, that sounds mean the way it came out, but you know what I mean, that karma.
That karma,
you know?
I do.
Yeah, that
absolutely.
Karma, you know. So, again, if you don't want to spend the money to go to the beach, take a shower, because I just feel like water would be really good for you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Probably,
yeah.
Probably too cold to go surfing right now in Carolina, isn't it?
It's a little chilly.
Yeah, yeah, but
the water temp's only like 50 degrees. But
yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, and take a swim could have been symbolic for, you know, go and like chill out a little bit.
Right on.
Okay.
I hear that.
All right.
All okay. right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Have okay. a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Call us back. Let us know. All righty. And at last. We got the 717. She's been waiting.
Hi, Pamela. How are you? This is Corrine.
Now, did I hear it right? Corrie?
Corrine.
Corrine. Okay. And how can I help you today?
Well, I'd like to know if you see my family moving to another state this summer. And will my mother be moving with us?
Okay, let me make sure I understood that question. If your family will move to another state and if your mother is coming with you, is that what you said?
Correct, yes, because she lives with me now.
Okay. Oh, okay, what I'm feeling, first of all, the move feels, I'm hearing the Jefferson song, Moving On Up, okay? So mm-hmm. It feels like a good move. Okay. Honestly, right now, your mother is saying to herself, should I stay or should I go? Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's friends or somebody in the area where you're presently at. She doesn't want to leave. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So should I stay or should I go? And are you tugging on her for her to come with you?
She actually has Alzheimer's, so I haven't really sat down with her yet, but I have a feeling she's kind of got an idea of what's going on.
Right, right.
So I haven't really sat down and discussed the whole thing with her yet.
Right, and again, I know you're going, and it's a move mm-hmm. on up. I just don't know. I kind of feel like she doesn't want to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the feeling I'm getting, and I'm feeling you pulling her to go. That's how I'm saying it, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, and I'm just getting to let her decide, okay?
Yeah.
She needs to be the boss, and what they're showing is a picture of my niece, okay? And I won't go into the whole story. But basically, you know, I gave her a choice, okay? Either you can come with me kicking and screaming because she was dehydrated, she needed water, or you can hold my hand and walk with me. Okay, and she chose to walk with me, okay? And I feel like you need to give her a choice so she feels like she's kind of in control.
Right.
Okay, you know?
And that's what I planned on, yes.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but honestly, I'm not getting, is she going with you? No, I'm not getting that. I feel like you have a family, that's correct? There's others besides you and her?
Yes, correct.
Okay, a unit, okay? I'm getting that this is, okay. Before I could say a good move, I heard JJ from this one TV show say "Dynamite." You know, that was from the 70s or whatever. Okay, but
you're telling your age.
Yeah, I know.
I remember that. I like that show.
I love that show. Okay, and I'm not ashamed of my age, but Dynamite, but that means in a good way. Okay, and quite honestly, the move will cause a little stress, but not much. You know, I'm just getting to let your mother decide, all right? She's going to do what she wants to do anyhow.
Yeah, that
okay?
is true.
She needs to be treated like an adult and with dignity, okay? Because, again, I'm just feeling like there are people that she's leaving behind that she doesn't want to leave behind if she moves.
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
that would be family members, yes.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay, yeah. So let her make the choice, you know. So
okay.
I wish I could, you're welcome. I wish I could say yes or no, but I guess it's not determined yet.
No, not completely, but that's fine. I understand completely, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Alrighty. And I actually have a question for you, Pamela, because this is regarding a family friend, young man passed last month, actually. It's like around the 18th or 21st. They're not even absolutely positively certain of, you know, death date and whatever. And I'm just kind of wondering if he's, I'll say, processed enough on the other side.
That's so
to,
funny, because before you even asked, and I almost cut you off, he's still in transit.
Okay,
and they're showing me a hospital bed. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So I don't know if it was traumatic the way he passed. Okay, and
his lungs collapsed. He went to sleep and his lungs collapsed. It was horrible.
So he wasn't expecting it.
He wasn't
yeah.
expecting it.
Okay, then
he flipped out. He's got a little girl who's like 5 who's bedridden. She's in a hospital bed, and he was just, you know, was what came through was bits and pieces. Like he's just frantic to let him know he didn't abandon her.
Hmm.
And it's like I just wondered if there was, you know, anything else he was lucid about yet.
Quite honestly, I'm just feeling like I want to say the angels are like healing him
yeah.
on the other side. Okay, I am hearing my guides are singing that song by Whitney Houston from The Bodyguard, "I Will Always Love You." Okay,
uh-huh.
My guides are also saying when the time is right, he will make his presence known to this little girl. This little girl feels really special, okay? I want to say she feels intuitive, okay? That's the
okay.
feeling I'm getting around this little girl, like angelic, you know?
Yeah.
I want to say a pure soul, okay? And I
yeah.
hate to say this, but this, in a sense, was supposed to happen to in order
wow.
for her to learn the lesson she was supposed to learn.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
Like, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes, I don't know how else to say, we
yeah.
have to be damaged in a little way in order to grow.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right? You know.
You got to be cruel to be kind in the right measure. Remember that one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Kelly. You've been around me too long.
I know. That's why I says I'm getting on with you. It's like, and I don't hear Birdie Bird today, which I'm sitting here going, he's been remarkable. And it's like, and they're giving me music. I'm like going, okay, this is fun.
You know, it was weird because he's sleeping right now, okay? He's actually sleeping.
Wow.
But he was sleeping, and then I thought to myself, oh, you know, Birdie Bird's sleeping. Maybe he'll be quiet. And then I dialed in, and then he started chirping, but I don't know what's going on. He's sleeping. The kitties must be sleeping. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining.
I was going to say, it's the quietest I've heard. Okay, we got another caller here. Area code 720. 720, you're on with us.
Yes, hi. My name is Laura, and
hello.
I am, hey, I am right now volunteering at a probation office, and I've put in some applications there, and I'm just wondering,
yes,
will
I'm,
ever
I'm,
get a...
Yes, I'm feeling you will, okay, and it feels like part-time to full-time, okay. What I'm seeing is, like, there's not a lot of slots available, and it's a
mm-hmm.
weird picture, and, like, I'm seeing, like, these big slots, and then I see them creating a tiny little slot, and I'm seeing you taking your arms and pushing it out, okay? So, you know, I'm just... They're so funny. Before I get, you know, sometimes I go to say something, I'm hearing the Army song. I think it's the Army, "Be All That You Can Be." All right.
Okay.
That's important. Okay. But yes, there is opportunity for you there. Okay. Create it. They're saying visualize it, create it, affirm it, you know, and then trust the process. And it's funny, I'm seeing Rhonda Burns from The Secret, you know, and that's one of the things they talk about, you know, is like, okay, we know what we want. We're saying our affirmations, our manifestations, you know, and then it's like, well, where is it? Okay. So we need to trust it. Oh, and look at that, Birdie Bird. You hear Birdie Bird? that's just confirmation.
Aww.
That is just confirmation.
I don't
that,
hear him, but I believe you.
Yeah,
I had a bird when I was young, so I.
Yeah, he's a little parakeet. Yeah, he's singing.
I
yep.
was wondering if there's a timeline that you could give me.
I'm feeling 2 to 3. okay? That's either weeks or months. It's not. It's definitely not years, okay?
Okay.
The
okay.
other thing I get, this and this is important, they like and respect you there, okay? So that's important, you know?
That is good. That is
yeah.
a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm just frantic. I've been putting in for all these positions, but I'm just doing volunteer work right there right now, but that doesn't pay the bills. So they actually asked me to volunteer at another office also, which is more hours and things. So, and I jumped right on it, and they're like, oh, yes. So it seems
yeah.
like it.
Yeah, but you still need to eat and stuff. Okay.
Right.
But I'm seeing, yeah, I'm seeing one of my old jobs, okay, where, you know, I started out part-time as a cashier and I went all the way to assistant bookkeeper. This was a long time ago, you
right,
know.
Right.
So, yeah, so again, that's just saying it's a process. And, you know, I just, now they're showing me red tape, okay, so
okay.
I just feel like, yeah, you know, there's red tapes and procedures and all that stuff and a process.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So hang in there. Right.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling. Bye-bye.
Call back and let us know. How's it putting the door in? That's what I got for, yeah, she's got her foot in the door. It's like, this is good.
right. And, you know, and I know that, like, I know for me, I'm like everybody else. I want it right now. And it is, you know, I'm human.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, it's like a process. It's just like with business, you know, people crack me up. You open a business, okay? And quite honestly, food businesses and like car businesses, they grow a little faster because there's a big demand. But when you're in a service business, okay?
Right.
Like, you know, healing, whatever. Doctors, they build a little faster because they have insurance, okay?
Right.
But it takes time because it's not like people are going to, like, walk through the door, okay? I mean, maybe if, like, for example, you're a psychic and you have a storefront, people might walk through the door a little bit more, but a lot of times those people are kind of gypsies, all right? So it takes time. People need to know you, and it takes time for your business to grow. And you know,
word of mouth,
yeah. And then you know, you're open for a month or two, and everybody's like, "So, how busy are you? Are you making all kinds of money?" You know, and realistically, it takes 5 years for a
yeah.
business, you know, to know exactly is it going to stay afloat. And then even you could be really busy, and then boom, something happens, and that it changes.
Yeah.
You know?
I know the business model used to be, because, yeah, I've got some business background there, but they said you need to be able, if you're going to own the business for yourself, you need to be able to run in the red for the first year, because if you're going to have a brick and mortar and a storefront, it's like it takes that long. For
right.
advertising, for, you know, for people to really, you know that you're there. And I mean, and I know for myself as a consumer, I mean, it's just it's really weird because it's like, I mean, we've lived in this town for the year, you know, year in June, and it's like, and then of course we're going to take a little hiatus, Wyoming, do stuff. But it's like, I'm just finding businesses now, and it's like, and they're on the verge of going out of business. I'm going, well, shoot, I've lived here all this time, and this is a small town, you know? And it's like, you just are just, you know, we're just only like finding these businesses and going, wow, we didn't even know you were here, you know, type of stuff. So it's like,
well,
it does.
Sure.
It just takes a while for, you know, for people to find, you know, who you are, where you are, what you're doing, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like advertising, marketing, you know, it's like, that's what the internet is big.
Right, no, and it is a process, and then people can see you. I remember in New Jersey, when I first started out, I put my business card up in this bookshop who went out, you know, like a year later went out of business, and then maybe 6 months to 8 months after that, you know. I mean, it took this woman
wow.
almost 2 years to call me. She's like, I looked at your business card a lot. And then she became a regular for several years, and now she's more of a business associate because I told her, I saw her doing a business. She was working at, oh, God, this big department store, and I kept on getting, and I was, like, doing energy work on her, okay? And I kept on getting visions of, like these fancy curtains and, like, you know, things like placement in your home and decorating and stuff, and it turned out she has her own business doing feng shui, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So
that is cool. That is
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah. So, you know, you never know. So take your business card and put it up on that bulletin board, you know.
Yeah.
Or I want to say for romance, you know, take a chance and put an ad in, you know, on the internet, you know, in the singles thing. Or go to whatever, because you just never know.
Take a chance on romance. I know, guys. In the poetry today, too, it's like, okay, somebody with a really good sense of humor.
Hey, you know, I posted on Facebook, I said, you know, it's time to go wild on Psychics Gone Wild. We're not as crazy as Jethro, but, you know.
We still have fun.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, and it's like it's been a while since I posted your information. It's like, what is it? I mean, do you have a phone number that people can call you?
Sure.
By email or?
Yeah. Okay. No, I have a phone number. I mean, you know, I answer it when I can, but leave a message, and I always get back to people as soon as I can. You know, I try and get within like 24 hours, if not sooner. But it's area code 973-229-9704.
There we go. It's like,
okay.
I was thinking that one. Yeah. Okay. That's
yeah. 229-9704, and the area code's 973. It's my Jersey cell phone. I just couldn't give. When I moved to North Carolina, I'm like, I can't give up this number. You know, it was so hard to give up my license plates, and now, you know, now it doesn't matter. But when I, you know, when I first moved down, and my website's PamelaCumins.com. You know, and there's all kinds of information on that. And, oh, you know what, and I have, like, a free Manifesting Your Heart's Desire. And all you have to do is sign up for it, and you will, it's, I think, about 8 minutes long. It's a meditation to help you manifest your heart's desire.
Is that on my website?
Yeah, on my website.
The
Devastation
Channel comes. Okay,
if
cool.
If you go on the homepage and you scroll down, it's underneath the heart tree.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and my friend John Gilbert, he used to be a Jersey boy. He's now in Washington State. It's his music in the background, and it's so beautiful. I just love his music, you know. So, yeah, and his information is on there, too, if you really, you know, enjoy his music. So.
And tell me the name of your book again. It's like I feel
it's,
like it's
yeah, it's Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships.
I think I'm writing this down on my notepad here. Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. Okay. Now, can they still get that as an ebook? Because I know you put that out.
Yeah, they can get that as an ebook. I did. You know, I quite honestly, I made some corrections to it today. I found when I did the Create Space in paperback. I found, like, minor typos, like commas and dash marks and stuff. So I just downloaded some corrections on that, and hopefully it's up already, but it's definitely in paperback.
Cool.
So, and you can, you know, the neat thing about Amazon and Smashwords is you can read a little sample of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's, you know, and if, you know, and if you love the book, please leave a review. Authors love reviews. I think I said that last week because, you know, when you go
I
on.
I know, you were telling about that one guy who was like, who bought the book, didn't even read it, and went, well, you know, gave you one star or something because, well, I didn't read the book and I don't believe in this stuff, but it's like, I bought it for a friend. I'm like going, okay, well, it's probably your friend thought enough about it that they wanted to buy you to buy it for them. So it's like, what?
Yeah.
And you're giving it one star when they would probably give it five. Thank you. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's like me going out and buying a book on SATs, which I don't even need, but, you know, a friend of mine's child needs it, and going onto Amazon and saying, this book sucked. Well, you know, but I didn't read it, you know.
I didn't read it, but, you know, I don't know. Yeah, because I didn't want it.
Yeah, and, you know, but
silly.
I mean, I understand that sometimes, you know, like I got this one author, I spent a 99 cents on it, and it was my error, which I put on there, where I didn't realize that it was a short story. I mean, and it was only like 7-8 pages, okay?
Oh,
and
wow.
It was beautifully written. Okay, so I did give it like, I think like a 4-star, 3 or 4-star instead of a 5. And I did say, you know, I was disappointed, but it was my era. And really, I think this would have been like a good thing to give away so people would be interested in your other books because it was beautifully written, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe she took that to heart.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, we got about 30 seconds left here. Man, time flies when you're having fun. And now Birdie Bird wakes up.
Yes, of course. Well, listen, tonight, listen to the Spiritual Learning Connection, and it's either about paranormal or food. You know, I don't know which one.
714-333-3354. Okay. All righty. Spiritual Learning Connection. Okay, paranormal or food. It's like, of course, I'm going to be out watching a child play baseball, probably in the wind in the whatever. So, I always have the pictures and archives.
Well, then it will be interesting. But, you know, so we'll see.
All righty. Sounds awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you again on this space and this place. Same bat time, same bat station.
All right. Have a good week, everybody.
Yes, indeed. And keep prayers out for, you know, again, you know, we're supportive of what's going on with that Boston Marathon stuff. So it's like, you know, keep people in mind and in prayers.
Yes, please, please, definitely. And the whole world needs it too, so.
Yep, absolutely. All right.